That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch this November, whatever day it is.
Second.
I don't ever keep track of that kind of stuff. November 2nd. And it's still dark outside, but it's going to be darker tomorrow because you got to turn your clocks back tonight. And don't forget that. So we say good morning to everybody. Good morning, John.
Morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And Kyle's in here. Let me push the button here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us here. And what was the temperature when you came in this morning? Did you notice it?
It wasn't as cold as it has been, but yes. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
It felt better, though.
You could tell it's not. We're supposed to be in the 50s today, but it's a beautiful sunrise starting to come up, starting to get some good light. You can see the sunrise out the east window here, and look the other way, you can still see some stars shining. So, well, Jason, if you'll open us up in prayer, we'll open up the phone lines here at Coffee with the Wranglers, and we'll go from there.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we just ask, Father, for your blessing upon this radio broadcast. We ask that you guide and direct each and every one of us with the thoughts that you'd have us to have. We pray, Father, for you just continue to guide us and direct us in all that we do, and help us to grow in your grace and knowledge and in your word, Father, and help us to be better men than we were last week and the week before. We just pray that we continue to grow and be, well, just be the men that you'd have us to be, Father. We pray that you forgive us of our sins and our trespasses, and help us to continue to do your work, Father. And we just ask, Father, that you just give it momentum. We thank you for all the many blessings that you bestow upon us. And we pray on that full armor of God, having done everything to stand firm. We gird our loins with truth. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. We shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We put on the helmet of salvation. We pick up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we pray and petition for the saints. We pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Grant to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, and the powers that come against us. We pray all these things for us and for the remnant across this land, and we just ask that you do protect us in these times that we're living in. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. And we thought we would go ahead and open up the phone lines this morning, 307-745-5913. If you want to call in, give kind of the full, it's just about an hour to go here, 55 minutes. We'll give the full time for and have the phone lines open this morning. Lots going on, current events. The government, although it's back up and running, what a mess they're having. You can see that the D.C. prayers, the rifle prayer, the pistol prayer are having an effect. And, you know, we don't say that to boast, but we say that just to show the remnant that the effective prayers of the righteous availeth much, and that our God hears our prayers, and He acts on our prayers. And the insanity that's been going on in D.C., the Republicans turning on Republicans and Democrats turning on Democrats, and the things that they think are going to work out good for them and bad for us just haven't come to pass as hot and heavy as I think they thought they were going to. And so we do encourage you to continue to pray the rifle prayer. Pray the pistol prayer. They're in newsletter volume, I think it's volume 10. Is that out in the postage yet, or going out Monday maybe? Or
It'll be going out in the mail Monday.
Awesome. And so they're in that newsletter as well. They're also right on the homepage of the website, scripturesforamerica.org. And you can read them there. You can download them there. You can click on and hear the pastor praying the pistol prayer there. And I've done that several times, and that's encouraging just in itself. And so we offer that out as a spiritual weapon, a weapon of war, because we are in a war, whether you like it or not. And these are some of the spiritual weapons that are not only defensive weapons, but offensive weapons as well. And they are offensive to many, to those that don't want to bow their knee to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they are offensive to those that are in rebellion. And we say, let them be offensive. That's the intent. So, look there for them. We also have them on a Bible bookmarker. If you'd like to have that, and just to have it in your Bible, we can send you one of those. And we have several Bible bookmarkers, but just that's the one we'll talk about right now. It does have the rifle and pistol prayer on it. If you'd like those, our address, if you want to write this down and write to us and request one, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And then, of course, our website is scripturesforamerica.org, and you can order the bookmarks there. And then also our network website, which has our broadcasting schedule and the archives of all the programs. And that's sfawbn.com. So, well, Kyle, looks like you're all situated over there with your coffee and your Bible. What are you going to bring to us this morning?
I really wasn't going to bring anything. I got here kind of late this morning.
Oh, that's all right.
So I've been scrambling. But like Jason said, the newsletter will be going out Monday.
Awesome.
You ever hear the old term get smart? I think used to say it, missed it by that much. Well, that's the way we were at the post office yesterday.
Yeah. You have to get it in there early for them, don't you?
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, John, how are things down there on your neck of the woods? I know you've been quite busy at work.
Yeah, I'm going good. Just going to go today, work up on the roof at the kids' school, trying to finish that up, hopefully before the real winter hits.
Yeah, we sure had a taste of it this week. Had a little bit of snow. Had about a 4-inch snowfall one night this past week, and boy, the winds picked up, and it God's letting us know that it's not going to be bright and sunny and 50 degrees every day.
He's easing us into it, though. That's kind of nice.
It has been beautiful. I've told many, this has been the most beautiful fall that I have ever seen out here at the Radio Ranch. And it just is. We still have areas of green grass around the barn, around the office, and then when you have the white snow on it and the yellow leaves off the tree, it's quite beautiful. Well, guys, it's early, but let's go over to the phone lines and welcome somebody in this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Oh, good morning. I'm just trying to find out if you're all on the air.
We're on the air, and you're on the air, actually.
Cool. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
God bless you from Ohio.
Well, good morning. Glad you could join us. How are things in Ohio this morning?
It's a little cool, a little bit damp, turning fall.
Well, praise the Lord for that.
Yes, indeed. Have you changed the shortwave frequency?
I don't think we've changed yet.
All right, because 9480 just zip this morning, absolute zip. And I don't want to interrupt the conversation. I couldn't hear the preface, so I can't hardly.
Sure. Well, comment. We're let's see. We haven't changed over yet, have we? It is the 7 o'clock hour mountain, and I don't have the new schedule in here with me. So maybe have we already changed over to 5830? I don't have the schedule here in front of me. So
I don't know what your topic is.
Yeah. Well, we should be either on 9480 or 5830, one of those. And
yeah,
we just kind of
9480 is just a blank this morning. What were you all discussing this morning?
We have no topic this morning. It's
no topic?
Yeah, it's open for whatever.
Yeah.
Open for whatever. Well, how are you this morning? I was thinking about something that's passed by last month. I don't know why it caught my eye, but when you think of the feminizing of the whatever they call the male population running around this country anymore, I noticed that they put on that awareness, everything in pink for the last month for breast cancers, and I know that there's, you know, it's a big issue, and I know that the present day treatment, medical treatments, cause a lot of that and unnecessary operations and so forth. And I also know about the problem with prostate cancer with men, and they want everyone aware of the females. Breast cancer, and I'm all for that, for having good, strong women. But with everything colored in pink for that, I wonder what they do when they have a campaign for prostate cancer for men, what kind of color they're going to have all over the place. Because I don't think it's going to happen. And men face that all the time. Well, if they don't take care of their health.
Yep. That's a good point. That's a good point. And we get our health from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
That's our only insurance right there. That's our only insurance. And I hope the shortwave kicks in gear, and if I miss it this morning, I'll hear it on a rebroadcast. And
all right.
I want to say God bless you and keep working, man.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Good day.
Well, that's from Ohio this morning, and I think we read this last week, might have read it Wednesday night, but Acts 3.16, not John 3.16, that's an important one too, but Acts 3.16 tells us about that health, and it's Peter, and he says, and on the basis of faith in his name, that's a capital H, in his name, it is the name of Jesus, which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And that is the only place to get perfect health, is from that name of Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, it's when he was talking, it's just like they have the people fooled, deceived. Mm-hmm. You know, they think they're helping, they think they're making a difference. You know, I mean, not just with the breast cancer thing, the wearing pink and all that stuff, but with the little donations at the cash registers and the And the, I, I mean, they just have the people thinking that there's somebody in the higher places that really care about people. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and I know this is just me speaking, but you want breast cancer, go get yourself checked out. You want prostate cancer, go get yourself checked out. Because many, at least I know quite a few men that didn't even know they had a problem until they went and got themselves checked out, and then all of a sudden they got a problem.
And didn't have a problem.
No, they didn't.
Didn't have a problem. No.
You know, and like you said, if you can, I mean, trust in the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, obviously, if something comes up, then you got to deal with it. I'm not saying not to. But
right. And if you want to find something wrong, go pay somebody to find something wrong.
Hey, take
wrong
your car to
you.
A mechanic when there's nothing wrong with it, and hey, guess what?
He'll find something wrong
with it. Oh, yeah.
And it's the same way there. You get a little crick or this, or, you know, oh, man, I had to get up and this and that. Go to a doctor and tell him, oh, I'm just not feeling, doc. Good, you know, something's got to be wrong. Won't you check me out? And you're paying him to do that. And so, yeah, he'll find something wrong. There's no doubt about it. You know, or you can go to the great physician and you can follow his biblical plan of salvation. Not this say the sinner's prayer. That's one of the greatest, one of the many, because there's been a lot of lies that have been put on the sheep of God's pasture and the Christians, especially in this country. But it's say the sinner's prayer, raise your hand, you know, we'll have an altar call and just raise your hand and say, you'll say a prayer, Lord, forgive me, I'm yours. That doesn't get it. You can go to the biblical plan of salvation. And, you know, we've even got a Bible bookmarker for that. Just, again, another tool to let you know that there's more to it than just prayer, than just saying that sinner's prayer. There's confession. Of course, there's hope. And then there's obedience to the word, obedience to the command to be baptized. And why? Because that's where you get the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's where you acknowledge that redemption that Christ did when he came off that cross, when he came out of that tomb. And, well, then you can claim by his stripes are we healed. And by the stripes that he took, am I healed? And so whether it's breast cancer, whether it's cancer wrapped around the heart muscle, whether it's cancer that's in the lung, no matter what it is, we can claim that healing. And for his, it is there.
Amen. You know, I was talking to a friend of all of ours from Missouri yesterday evening, and we were talking about the things that's in society today. Especially with young people. The things that's in society today that we never even heard of when we were young. Things that just, you know, that we're, you know, that they're making us aware of that was, I never even heard of prostate cancer growing up. Never heard of it. You know?
No.
And all of a sudden now, you know, you look, you know, in the, I don't know how many years they've been, you know, pushing men to, at a certain age, go get themselves checked out. It's running rampant.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, the guidelines now are, I think, if you're in your late 40s to get checked, and at least by the time you're 50 to be checked. And then I think they want you to be checked annually after that, every year.
Of course they do.
They want you to be checked for that. You know, you mentioned that, and autism is another new disease that has come up. When my oldest son's 23, and when he was born, we were not Christian at the time, but we were informed parents, you know. And autism was not a word that was in the vocabulary a generation ago. And now some of the numbers are 1 in 80. They say 1 in 80 children has the potential of having autism. In one generation.
Wow.
They brought that in. And autism is an epidemic. It is a growing epidemic. I remember the pastor in some of the AIDS plague farce broadcasts and sermon messages that he did, is he would ask, he'd be preaching to a crowd of 300 and say, does anybody know
Anybody with AIDS.
Anybody with AIDS. Does anybody know anybody that knows anybody with AIDS? And nobody would raise their hand. And it's not that he was speaking to just a selective crowd, you know, of these Amish Mennonites that never know anybody. No, it wasn't that at all. And so that was surely a farce, but that was put out in the 80s and the 90s that, oh, this is going to wipe out half the population and on as a fear tactic. Well, I know people that have autism. I have a cousin's wife or a nephew's wife that teaches autistic children. Actually, two nephews' wives in two different parts of the country that do that, and have a niece's son that is autistic. And you talk to people, you know, we know people on the ministry that have shared similar things. It is a plague that has come upon us. It truly has.
Yeah, and Down syndrome.
You know, and Down syndrome.
You go, around town, you can see that.
Yes. Much more. Well, Jason, we certainly don't want to exclude you this morning from the conversation. I know you're just down there drinking your good coffee and relaxing a little bit, but. What do you want to bring with us this morning? You mentioned something about that L.A. Airport shooting.
Yeah, just a couple things. You know, that LAX shooting that took place yesterday. You know, how much, you know, you look at what comes out to begin with and how within 24 hours how the story changes so much. You know, and it's like, you know, you can't help but smell a rat. You know, if they can't keep their stories straight, I mean, and this last one, it's like, you know, it's 180 degrees from what they were saying 24 hours ago, or less than 24 hours ago. And it just really makes you wonder what is going on, what they're telling you, if they're telling you any truth at all, if there's any truth to what they're saying. Oh, the latest story was one 23-year-old shooter carrying a rifle. And
assault rifle, of course.
Yeah, you just have no idea. Yesterday was multiple shooters, kind of like has been. It's what we've heard on all of the last of the big shootings. You know, Sandy Hook, the Batman shooting is. You know what? That everybody reported. There was more than one shooter, so you know it's just, you know, sometimes you wonder how much deception is there, you know.
That goes back clear to the JFK shooting. I mean, that was the reports were there was more than one shooter, and then all of a sudden it's just one lone guy. It's been going on for years that, you know, they have these planned strategies and it's like they have it all. You know, it's just like a movie. I mean, they got it all set up just like a movie, and they're gonna spin it. Let the first people come out, and you know the newscasters are there, and they got the mics, and they got all these reports, you know, of you know, like the airplane that got bombed. You know, I mean, we see this missile shooting through. I mean, they got all these people reporting this stuff, and then within just a certain amount of time, nothing. You know,
yeah,
they're all shut up, and the story changes.
It's crazy because you know, you can talk to somebody that was there or somebody that was, you know, close by there or had a friend that was there. You know, that story doesn't take any weight. They come out and label you, you know, a conspiracy nut or conspiracy kook and do everything they can to discredit that. And you know, you look at the news and they have this appearance that, oh, you know, that they're telling the truth. When they're telling a lie. I mean, yes. Talk about it. I think that's one of the biggest biggest manipulations out there is, you know, people look at the news and they think that they're telling them the truth.
Yes.
And, you know, they appear to be telling you the truth, but they're not telling you the truth. They twist it, turn it, cut it, edit it, you know, time and time again. And it's, you know, I mean, you take it. Now, how many of us know somebody that was in the airport at LAX in California yesterday? I mean, the chances of that are pretty slim. The chances of us knowing somebody that was in that airport,
right,
or knowing someone who knew someone in that airport is pretty slim. So they hit it on the mass media and tell you what they want you to think happened.
But even if you do know, it's like, you remember, I think it was last year or so, they had that shooting at the Clackamas Town Center in Oregon.
Yep.
I actually know people that work in some of the shops there that were there, and their stories don't line up with what came out. You know, so it really doesn't even matter if you do know people, because it you know you can only go so far with it. Just,
right.
You know,
and the national media, they're not, you know, the local media may report on a few things, but the national media doesn't pick it up, and the local media, they all want to work for the national media, so they just let it roll. Well, Jason, if you can hold just a sec, we'll go to the phone lines and come back to that. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning.
It's Ralph in Missouri.
Good morning, Ralph. Let me pour you a cup this morning. You sound like you need You need a little coffee this morning. That's some of that good ranch coffee there. Put your spoon in it, and the spoon is just gone. So,
you got any cream and sugar for that?
No, we don't go there.
Gentlemen, I wanted to call up and maybe give you a little word of encouragement that came to me, especially with feeling the loss that our brother in Texas has filled, and knowing that y'all have a tough chore ahead of you as you head down to encourage and speak. Of course, yesterday when I got the news, it almost wiped me out, as I'm sure y'all did too, because I had been praying so fervently for our brother in Texas and his son. And, you know, it almost takes the wind out of your sails when you know, for whatever in God's infinite wisdom and reason that he chose to call Hayden home. You know, so many thoughts were going through my mind, you know, because that's so close to my son's age. And I know that, I believe that's pretty close to some of your children's age too, Richard. And that is the age of the boys that I work with. And, it causes such doubt, and all these different thoughts come flooding through my mind. But as I was traveling home from Springfield, which is just about 40 miles north of where I'm from, and a car passes me, and I look over, and there's a bumper sticker, and it says just a simple thing on it: "Don't worry, God is in control." And it lifted my spirit that our Lord allowed a car with that bumper sticker to come by, right in that need that I had when that passed by. And to me, that was so lifting because, you know, there's God's answer to everything. Don't worry, I'm in control.
Amen.
Amen. And if you all would join me, I would like to lift our brother, Texas David, up in prayer.
We'll sure do it, Ralph.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you in agreement here. And we hurt with our brother. And we know that you know the feeling because you have lost a son. But we also know that you are in control, and we give thanks that just as your son raised up from the grave, so will this young man. Lord, we ask you to wrap your arms around this family, that you would strengthen them in their time of need, that, Lord, that you would bring them out on the other side stronger and tougher and closer to you. We stand on the promise that Romans 8:1 is true, that you work all things out for good. Lord, these four men here have a task ahead of them, a task that is not an easy one. And I ask, Father, that you lay upon their hearts the words that you want them to minister with, words that you want brought. And Father, I ask that you would have angels around them as they travel and bring them to their destination safely and bring them home to their families safely. And Lord, I am so grateful that the answer came in such a simple bumper sticker yesterday when I needed it that says, "Don't worry, God is in control." Lord, we know you're in control. We believe it. And without you, all is lost. And we're grateful for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ralph. And no, we've shared with Brother David that the brethren all over are praying for him, and that the sufferings that he is going through are being shared by Christians all over, and he's replied back that he can tell, that he can tell, and he's so very appreciative.
And maybe a suggestion: set up a fund. You know, I would like to help out, because right now is not a time when someone's got to worry about a funeral cost and hospital costs.
Right.
Maybe we're going to help take care of one of our own.
Well, we're going to go down and talk to David, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
What he gentlemen, wants is for people to learn.
Good hearing you and good talking to you. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Ralph. Go ahead, John.
I spoke to David yesterday morning, and what he wants is for parents' eyes to be open to the evils that are out there and for people to learn from the tragedy that he's suffering. That's how God can work all things for good, and that's his hope and his wish. So anybody who's listening, if you have the opportunity to share that with other parents, all the truths that you've been taught over these years about baptism, about what's going on in the school system, about how they removed God from the school system in 1963 by removing the Ten Commandments and made his word, outlawed his word, and reading it in 1965. If you can share those kind of things with people, and that it's a spiritual warfare and how they need to be praying the full armor of God over them and their families and how they need to pray at a minimum the Lord's Prayer. Well, I know David did all that, but you just can't let your guard down at all. And that's the message that he wants sent out to the remnant, and not only the remnant, but those that still have scales on their eyes and their ears stopped up.
Well, you said it, John, when you mentioned baptism and it's a spiritual warfare. That's the basis of what's going on. That's why we hear things we never heard about when we were younger, and our grandparents would have never dreamed about what's going on, is because the Spirit of the Lord in this country or in the world is gone. You know what I mean? And when the Spirit of the Lord is not the way it should be in your country, in your towns, in your homes, and in everywhere, then you're going to have the other spirits take over. And that's why, you know, I mean, what'd you say? That you said to me that, Richard, the other day, something about the suicide attempts or suicides that the children are doing now is like the number one cause of something. I mean,
it's the number three cause of teenage deaths, and it's the number two cause of like 20 to 24 year olds.
Yeah.
It's statistics is what the world puts out anyway.
And I knew a lot of, you know, I grew up in a suburb of a pretty big city. Went to lots of schools, played sports my whole life. I knew tons of children, you know, growing up. You know, my dad was a coach. He knew those. I hardly ever even heard of anything like that.
You never heard of those type things. And the shootings that you have now. It's like Jason was talking about, the one at LAX. What do we say today? It happens. It happens. It's such a part of our daily fabric now. And it is a direct result of what you're saying, that spiritual warfare that's going on, the lack of the Spirit of the Lord. And, you know, people, if you're listening and you're not familiar with this, you may say, oh, yeah, right, whatever. Well, the Bible talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is, how you can tell if the Spirit of the Lord is there. And it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And now that we certainly see is gone from this nation. You hear it from the Tea Partiers. You hear it from anybody on the right, that's on the right. That there's no liberty anymore. There's no liberty. There's no freedoms. Where's my freedoms gone? Where's my liberty gone? The police can do this. They can do that. And they certainly try, because liberty is not in this nation anymore. For liberty and justice for all, you don't have that in here anymore. And it's because of what you're saying, Kyle, that Spirit of the Lord has been taken away.
And it goes another, you know, I mean, obviously there's conduits, you know, and John maybe mentioned a few of them just a while ago, you know. There's conduits to get those spirits. But Jason probably explained this more, way better than me, and knows more about it more than me, is this spirit will affect you or your own when you never even come in contact with it. It's frequency. I don't know how it works. I don't know how somebody who basically there's people out there that have basically separated themselves from the world, you know, and still this that one of those spirits, whatever it is, I mean, it could be the spirit of whatever, you know, I mean, it'll get in their home and affect some of theirs without there really being a conduit that you could lay your hands on anyway.
Right.
And it's
my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
They are.
You have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Hosea 4:6.
And that's not pointing the finger at any individual. That's
where we are as a society, as a people. You read all through the Bible. It wasn't necessarily, you know, when the king did wrong, meaning when the leadership did wrong, the people paid the price.
Yeah.
It was the people that paid the price all through our history. Well, guys, our phone lines are ringing up. Let's see if we can take a couple callers. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, how you doing, Richard?
Good.
Yeah. You were touched briefly on about the shooting there at the Los Angeles airport. It's kind of interesting. When I was 18, I worked at Dulles Airport, which is outside Washington. At that time, it was a pre-rural area, you know. And I was a helper on a catering truck. And they used to have, some of you may remember Braniff Airlines. It was a Texas Airlines. And they were, of all the crews, they were sort of the most sort of country kind of guys, you know. And I remember being in their operations officer one time when a plane had come in from Texas, and the captain, you know, was in there, you know, getting his instructions. He knew all the guys working on the ground crew and everything. One of the guys in the ground crew just had a locker there, and he come in and he pulled out his rifle, and he was showing it to the captain, and they were talking about their hunting rifle. And, oh, so look at that. Oh, boy, that's a beauty, you know. And I was just thinking now today if you were to do that, they'd shut the whole airport down and shut 10-mile radius around the whole airport and everything. So that's how times have changed. That's not been that too long ago, you know.
They have.
Yeah, I remember Jack Bourne telling me about how he was, when he was traveling, he carried a .38 Special in his briefcase.
Yeah.
And my grandpa, he was told me the same thing, that he carried a .45 in his briefcase when he was traveling, and that was traveling on an airplane through an airport.
Yep. You know, the first time I met Colonel Moore was he had traveled to a Florida camp. We lived in Florida. It was 1994. He had traveled to speak at one of pastor's camps, and he had flown down there, and I walked by him and had met him at that camp, and his briefcase was open, and he had his .45 cocked and locked, no holster, sitting in his briefcase, and that's how he traveled on the plane. And that was 1994. And it was absolutely that way.
Well, you would never, you know, never think
we talked there. About it, but that people song think, America, the
never think anything about it, you know.
Right. Well, hey, thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
Okay.
All right, thank you. John, go ahead and make your comment, and we'll get back to this other caller.
I can remember, you know, when we were young, we used to sing that America the Beautiful, and we just started singing it here with the church again. Shannon and I is bringing that back to the people, but you look at those verses, and no one questioned if there was God. You know, no one questioned any of these things, and there wasn't these kind of problems because God was, the Spirit of God was not only in our homes and in the land, it was in our schools.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the Bible talks about that when a vessel is cleaned out, and if it's not filled properly, then it ends up seven times worse than it was in the beginning. I don't know exactly where that is, but that's about where we're at now. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. Thanks for holding.
Are you talking to me?
I am. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm Tim down here in Canton, Texas, and I can't get you on shortwave, so I was just going to call and let you know.
Appreciate it, Tim. Yeah, I don't know if they're having some issues there with the shortwave stations.
Well, it kind of dies at about 6:30 in the morning, every morning, because I wake up about 4 o'clock and turn it on. But other than that, don't know what y'all are talking about, but I'll tell you this. The insurance companies are running our country. And that's the way I see it. Because back in the old days, you know, you jumped in your truck, and you went where you want, and they came up, well, if you love your children, buckle them up. But my parents must have hated me because they never buckled me up. You know what I mean?
I do, Tim. I know just what you mean. I remember riding around in the back of Mom and Dad's station wagon, just in the back seat, standing up all the time. All the time. Cross country and never a problem. And it is.
Never a problem.
Right.
It's just one thing came after another. But I actually think it's the insurance companies that are putting all the pressure on our lives. But
they're certainly
I don't
part
know
of
what
it.
You are talking about. Like I said, I can't get you on shortwave. I just wanted to call and let you know.
Tim, thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Okay. Y'all take care.
All right. You too.
There's certainly part of that system. You know, who's running them is another topic. But, yeah.
Right. And so much of it ties in with the money. You know, you follow the money. It's not the biblical golden rule. It's the social golden rule. And that's he who has the gold makes the rules.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when the police can pull you over, and because it came up on their computer that, well, you don't have insurance. You know, I mean, it's one big,
you can't,
beast system. I'll just
you
put it
can't
that way.
Get your tag in
proof of
Wyoming without proof of insurance. Used to, they would trust you. Just a year ago, they would trust you because they'd send you a little registration, and you just sign the back and put your insurance company number on there, and they would trust you. But see, they don't do that anymore. Now it's all on the database. And I think Wyoming was one of the last states to have your vehicle VIN number tied in with your insurance tied to your VIN number so that when you go to pay your $100 for your tag this year for your vehicle so you don't get pulled over. And I know we'll have callers and people writing in saying, that's the mark of the beast right there. You're neck deep in the system. And so, yep, just like, and we'll say, yeah, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel were. But, yeah, they have it tied in.
Carefully.
That's right. That's right. There are times. And so, yeah, it's a $50 fine for not being properly secured in your vehicle when you get pulled over. I can attest to that. Just so you know. And
that's reasonable, so I think.
It is. Yeah. It is. And you know the shame of it is?
Yeah.
Is I thought that very thing.
I mean,
when I got the ticket, I thought that very thing.
I meant reasonable,
well, that's
compared
reasonable
to the other states.
Well, $50, okay, yeah. And then I think about it, and it's like, shame on me.
I
for
think
even
when
thinking
the last
that.
Time
should
I drove
outraged
drove through Oregon, there's a billboard up that says if you don't click it, you get a ticket for 89. I think it's $89 there. You know.
Yeah. So
Illinois, it's probably $300.
Yeah, it probably is.
That wasn't quite the right word to use. Reasonable, was it?
No, but that's exactly what it is. You know, back in
thing.
Go ahead, John.
The thing is, as a father, at least us in the remnant, we do those kind of things. We pray the Lord's Prayer, and we pray the former God over our children. But the thing I think we fail at is we forget that evil companions corrupt good morals, and we need to teach our children that, hey, when you see someone that's living ungodly or someone that's sinning willfully, and just run, just walk away.
Yep.
And also to let them know that not all of these people in this world are going to make it into the kingdom. There's going to be those sons of hell, those evil ones, that will not make it into the kingdom, and you have to learn to recognize that and understand that and not be overwhelmed by that.
Right.
And sometimes, I don't know exactly what the environment was where David's son was, but, I mean, they greatly outnumber those of the light, you know?
They do. You know, the one of the first things when this happened that David shared with us here, and we share it with you with the remnant, because like John said, what David's desire out of this that he shared with us is that others learn and that others, whatever, take better precautions, whatever it is, but that others are spared this suffering. And you know, that's a Christian attitude. It is. But one of the first things was, in his circumstances, his son went to public school. And he brought that out as one of the very first things and saying that had a great influence and a great impact in the negative way. And I think that's just what you're saying, John. We do have to be, aware of what's going on. Proverbs 4, starting in verse 16, speaks of those dark ones you're talking about, John. Speaks of the evil ones, that not everybody thinks the way we do. And parents, this is something you have to share with your children, and you have to teach them to let them know, you know. And it starts in Proverbs 4:16. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. And there are those out there that hate the light. There are those out there that hate anything and everything that is good in this world. The very next verse contrasts that and explains that out. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. And you know, it's light outside. The sun's coming up outside right now. That shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They don't even know what they do not know over what they stumble. And when you look in this world, you look at the movies that are out there, you look at the books that are out there, you look at what people are talking about and the habits, especially of the youth, and it is darkness. And it's because we have willingly removed what you were talking about, Kyle, that Spirit of the Lord. We have taken God out of every aspect of our society today. Or we have allowed it to be done, almost every aspect. Well, let's go to the phone line. We've still got a few more minutes. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. I just called to let you know you guys are not on shortwave nighttime or daytime frequency.
Well, they must be. I appreciate it. We've had a couple calls on that. There must be some shortwave issues, and you know that happens sometimes. We have a great shortwave station that carries our program, WTWW, but it's mechanical, and sometimes things happen. Just to let you know and others know, we also broadcast out 24/7 to our website, scriptures4america.org, and also to sfawbn.com, and the programs are archived there. And many people have gone and taken and gotten this audio satellite. It's basically an audio satellite receiver. We get them through Rick's Satellite there in Missouri. They're about $200 delivered, and that's a good, clean, crisp signal that comes right off our broadcast, and that's some options as well for shortwave.
What do you have to have to hook one of those up?
It hooks up like a VCR. It just hooks up like through your TV or something. You do have to have speakers for it, but it's a receiver that'll just hook into your components there. Well, caller, we appreciate it. Sorry, we're not coming in on shortwave today.
We'll
see what the problem
you're
is.
You're coming
there.
In good on the Scriptures for America direct feed, though.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Check on that, Jason.
And yeah, that's just how it is. Sometimes, you know, there's shortwave, there's issues. You know, they've had massive weather across the country this week. They had quite a bit of flooding there in kind of southeast Texas. Also in Indiana. Had serious flooding so that, you know, the weather wrecks havoc with the shortwave, that's for sure. Well, guys, we're down to a few minutes left. We've got about a good 10 minutes left here. And Jason, we kind of ended up off subject, but you were talking about that LAX shooting, and you mentioned something before the program about that you had talked to somebody over there that the story just was totally different when it first came out.
He might be checking on
shortwave. He might be checking on shortwave. He might be. That's what you asked him to do. So,
but
he had shared that and said that just like he had said that, and we see that. We saw it with Sandy Hook. You saw these reports at the Sandy Hook shooting of black Suburbans racing away with the back window shot out. That's pretty specific. You know, that's something you'd remember. You hear shooting at a school, and you
guys
and you,
in camouflage,
and you you run around the corner, and you see there's a black Suburban running away, and the back window's shot out. Wow, man, somebody must have shot him. You wonder if it's gang related or whatever. You know, you remember those kind of things. You know, what doesn't get reported on the news is, you know, 4 days later when that person won't shut up and they have had a heart attack and passed away because they were whatever, you know. And so, and our enemy does that. They can't sleep unless they do evil. We have an enemy.
Well, we got to remember, 1 Peter 5:8 warns us that be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And if you always remember that and you never let your guard down, that's the key.
It is. It is. And our Lord and Savior strengthens us. He tells us all throughout his word that he never leaves us, that he's always with us, whether we're walking through the flooded river or walking through the fire or whatever it is in our daily life. And so we, you know, what's impossible for us to do is possible through him. And that is, I think, what you said there, John, to keep our guard up. It's possible to do it through
him. Unfortunately, the system has created such a yoke around the people's necks that, you know, both parents feel like they have to work. And basically, they've turned their children over to these school districts to raise them. And I think they forget the responsibility that they have to not only to teach them, just to remind them that they love them and hug them and just let them know that they're there for them. And
yes.
I think that's a huge part of what's being lost. And I think that's part of what David's hoping that people's parents' eyes are open and they can see these kind of things and realize that all this stuff of the world means nothing.
Yes, you're right. You know, I spoke with Brother Chris here just a couple of weeks ago, and he commented that, you know, it seems like our people are just in survival mode. And, you know, it is like the times of Egypt, where you have to gather more straw and make more bricks. And it's just what you're saying, John. And we do. We have to take the time and get beyond that. And we may be having to work 60 hours a week and in those positions. But we have to, sometimes you just have to, like in football, take a timeout, back up, punt. But, you know, stop just being on this road to destruction. Get back into the Word. Draw near to God. And as a result, he'll draw nearer to you and see, is, you know, are what is what we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, whether it's as individuals, as parents, as husbands, as fathers. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, good morning, Richard. It's Joe calling.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, I hope you're all doing well.
We are.
Listen, regarding the traffic tickets and everything, it just occurred to me, I was sitting here thinking about it. That's all man's law. All it is traffic tickets, and all it is revenue. But the arbitrariness of these laws stands out glaringly to me now that I've been thinking about it. Man can erect these laws, and he can take them away so that they no longer exist, and nobody even sneezes. God certainly is just chuckling up there. It's saying, you stupid Israelite sheep. In my case, I got a ticket for riding in an HOV lane. And a year later, that law was rescinded, and everybody could ride in the HOV lane, whether they had one person in there or many people.
Yeah.
But I never got my $75 back.
No, you're not going to. Well, and that's the difference between, I think that's a good point, that's the difference between God's law and man's law. As man's law
and
comes
then,
and goes, God's law stands. It is the same today as it was in Genesis 1:1 when it said in the beginning. Isn't it? I mean, it's the same, you know. It is.
Well, I would say that there was at least 10 of them added on a little bit later.
Well, there you go. But I just mean his word doesn't change. His word is right, you know.
Yep.
It is. Well, Joe, thanks for the call. We'll try to get this other caller.
Yeah, you bet. Good morning now.
Thanks. And I think we got time for another caller here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers. This is Charlie from Nevada. I was just sitting here saddling my horse listening to you guys. Fixing to go to work, and I wanted to share a little deal that happened with me over that ticket deal. I live way out on a rural ranch on the end of a highway, and here a while back I was going from one side of the pasture down the road 300 yards in another gate with a pair of hip waders on, and they train all the Nevada Highway Patrol has to come work on this highway in this real rural area in northeast Nevada. That's part of their training, so we get them new guys. And so I pulled out this gate, threw my shovel in the back of the truck, and drove down the highway 200 yards and pulled in another gate. This highway patrol come out there behind me in the middle, and he whipped around, and he come in there behind me and pulled in my ranch gate, his young feller, and he said, I said, yes, sir, can I help you? And he said, well, I noticed you weren't wearing a seatbelt. Mind you, we own both sides of the road. And I says, well, I just irrigating over here, and I went in, and he said, Buck, you didn't have your seatbelt on. And he said, you got any weapons in the truck? And I said, well, yeah, I got a horseshoe rasp and some nippers and stuff. And I made him put my hand on the hood of the truck. And then when we got by that, I kind of laughed at him. When we got by Aspiring Guns, and I said, no, and we got by that. And the next thing he wanted to know was my insurance card. After he had his hand on his gun and everything, I told him, well, I didn't think I needed it on this private ground on this ranch. And I said, not only that, I got insurance from Jesus Christ. And boy, this feller, he got really humped up there. And I kind of made him chuckle, and he said, well, I'm going to have to write you this ticket for not having no seatbelt on. So then he kind of wanted to be my buddy and know about the local area and the ranchers. And I just kind of handled him lightly. And we got all done writing me my ticket and went to pull out the gate. And I said, well, are you pretty busy today? And he said, well, not particularly. And I said, do you want to ride about 30 more of them? He kind of looked at me funny, and I said, yeah, my kid's school bus coming around the corner here in a minute, and ain't one of them kids got a seatbelt on. You could write 30 more of them tickets. And he said, well, he looked at me, and he said, well, that's compartmentalized. And I said, well, somebody's compartmentalized. And he says, as far as your Jesus insurance, he says, when Jesus gets a insurance ID number, he said, I'll take that insurance. And I said, well, he's got one. It's number one. And, boy, that just goes to show you the mentality. I was listening to you talk about the enemy there.
Yep.
It just kind of shows you. And I'll tell you, as soon as you mention, you know, you don't need them, you're out of their world. And I looked at this young feller, and I just wondered, what did they do to brainwash him that way? You know.
Yep. Well, Charlie, he's been brought up in a godless world. He didn't have God in school. He didn't have God at home. He didn't have God in probably the military he served in. He didn't have God in that Highway Patrol Academy. He's risen up in a godless world.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, boy, that old kid, he looked at me, and I, you know, with confusion, and immediately his answer was, well, that's compartmentalized. And I said, well, somebody's compartmentalized.
Yeah.
You know. But by golly, I just wanted to say thank you guys for spreading the word, and thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, I want to end on a good note, so, regarding this situation with David in Texas. So, praise be to Jesus, Hayden had a father that heard the call and obeyed God's instruction. He was born again of the water and the Spirit. You see, his earthly father repented of his sins. He went into that watery grave of baptism. And when he died to his old life, and he came out of that water clothed with Christ, white as snow, and all his sins were forgiven. He received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and his name was entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. And by doing so, his son, 13, is under that age of accountability and under his umbrella of protection. And praise be to God, he will see him again.
Amen. Folks, we'll see you at church tomorrow morning. Join us, scriptures4america.org.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more.
Snake high.
Ha!
Ha!
Keep moving, moving, moving. Though they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.